A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Men News. Were you just waiting for me to start? And thought that I thought you were starting. Yeah.
Okay. No. Just want to put you off.
Thank you very much. It is Monday, the 2nd of December. Thank you very much, and thanks very much for waiting as well. We did have some issues starting there with the box, and we had electrical tests going on in the studio. It's all been going down at Red Men HQ this morning.
People don't want to hear excuses, Ben. They just want the news.
They just want the news. You're right. We do have quite a few stories, but first, no, they do just want the news. Well, I saw people complaining. Oh, that is my. Oh no! There we go. I've got the stream up, as you can see. It's been a disastrous start, but we've got some news to talk about. First of all, though, we want to tell you about our lovely Christmas jumpers. It is December now, and that means it's officially Christmas, and you can head over to theredmentv.com, .myshopify.com, and you can check out three fantastic Christmas jumper designs that we've got on offer this year. The first is in reference to the anniversary of Divock Origi's mad goal against Everton last year, which was a year ago today. If you've been monitoring our social media accounts this morning, Ross has posted it many times. Three. And we all appreciate it, and it's been fantastic.
There's different variations, different angles, there's different songs.
Yeah. You still can get it.
Still trying to work out why Pickford didn't.
Yeah, we were just having this conversation off camera. But yeah, there's three. So there's the first design, the Divock Origi last Christmas. We've also got the Champions of Europe design, because as you probably heard, we are the Champions of Europe. And then finally, we've got the Three Kings celebrating our glorious front three as well. Now, these are some dates for you. You can place your order by 9 a.m. on the dates below. If you are in the rest of the world, except for the US, Canada and Australia and New Zealand, then the deadline's already passed. I'm very sorry. But you can see the dates there. So you've actually got, if you're in the UK, up until Monday the 16th of December to order and guarantee delivery for Christmas. If you live around Europe, it's the 12th of December. Other areas in Europe, it's Tuesday the 10th of December, which is the day of the Salzburg game. And if you are in the likes of the US and Canada and Australia or whatever, it's this Friday. So if you want a jumper, basically get on it as quickly as you can. So now we will move into some news. First bit of news is from this fella that I can't pronounce his name, Ross. I think it's going to be Jortoft. I don't think the F is going to be pronounced, is it? Jortoft.
Jean-Arsch Fortoft.
From a very good source in Germany, Klopp and Sancho favourite to get Dortmund player Sancho. Sancho wants to leave the club already in January. He's a media and a political advisor for Booking.
Just for a bit of context, if you want to recognise him, he's the fellow with long hair, does interviews post-match with Jamie Carragher for the Norwegian TV.
Was he the guy who Klopp was singing to One Big Six,
yeah,
Baby?
Yeah, it's him, basically.
Okay, so I do know who he is, right, fair enough. So this guy is basically saying that Sancho wants to leave and Klopp and Liverpool are after him. Now, this is what we've been linked closely with Jadon Sancho the last few weeks. I don't know if I'd expect him to come in January, Ross, but obviously, we've discussed on the build-up show about rotating the squad in this busy period of games. This might be, if we can get him for, you know, even for 100 million in January, it might not be a bad way to go about it.
No, there's just a couple of things that come into play for this, is the fact that the form of the front three, as you mentioned, the amount of football that they've all played, I think, you know, there comes a bit of criticism of, you know, not scoring. Sai kind of looks off the boiler, he's carrying an injury or something like that. To have that quality and push through to get a Premier League title, like, I'm all fine for that. If an opportunity has arisen and Klopp wants him and, you know, he likes him and wants to go and get him, then I'm fine with that. I think when you look at the likes of Divock Origi or Chamberlain, or, you know, when you bring Shaqiri in, the drop-off's too big, whereas I think you get that with Sancho. I think there's been loads that he's fallen out with the manager at Dortmund recently. He's out of favour. I think he got hooked off against Munich a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, he did,
Before our time, he's like, you know, he kind of threw him under a bus. So there's rumblings there that something's not going on. The only concern that I have, it's not a real concern, is would I prefer Mbappe over Sancho? And this is the question we've asked you guys quite a few times now.
Probably, but it depends how attainable Mbappe is. I feel like Sancho is probably more attainable than Mbappe. And I think Sancho is a very exciting player. He's clearly a diamond that needs smoothing, and I think Jurgen Klopp will be the perfect guy to do that.
Just get Mbappe the year after.
We can just do that, absolutely. We'll definitely have the money with this night deal. Yeah. Liverpool's Jurgen Klopp provides Joel Matip injury update ahead of the Merseyside derby. Now, this is both an update and a bit of a non-update, because the next line is Jurgen Klopp has still admitted that he isn't sure of the extent of Joel Matip's injury. So there's your update. Apparently, he was due to be having a scan on a damaged knee on Friday. Obviously, he's been out since the Man United game, so it's been a little while now. I'm a bit confused as to how they don't know what the issue is at this point. Like, I don't know how they've got this far, and they've just not been looking, and they've just been letting it get better.
That suggests to me that that's not a good sign, is it?
No, it's probably not.
If it's something obvious, it's fine. There's the solution.
We
know how it's going to take. Yeah, it's concerning in the sense that Dejan Lovren's been fine.
Yeah, that's what I've just
by my standards. I think he's been fine. But as always with Dejan Lovren, there's a concern from all the fans of when's he going to make a mistake, and you know that's. Yeah. A bit harsh on him because I think he's been largely been fine or really good in some of the games
but
that he's played.
Just that nigging down.
It takes it to happen. And then what happens if Joel Matip's out for another month and everyone goes, we've got to play Dejan Lovren, when we're pushing for a Premier League title, is that good enough? I don't know.
Yeah, well, one centre back who is playing very well and has been playing well all year has been Virgil van Dijk, who's up for the Ballon d'Or tonight. So obviously I don't think this is available on TV, but you can watch the Ballon d'Or, I think, through L'Equipe's Twitter and get France Football's website. I think you can watch it on there. It's in Paris tonight. But there has been apparently a leaked list. Now, I think this happens every year. Yep. There's a few things that get leaked every year. It's always the first round of the Premier League fixtures. It's always the Ballon d'Or winner.
Champions League draw.
And it's always the Champions League draw, right? So this is one of those things. So Barca Universal, who are obviously have some kind of bias, have said that there's a leaked Ballon d'Or's ranking that's been announced today, and it shows Lionel Messi winning the award with 446 points, Virgil van Dijk second on 382, Mohamed Salah third on 179. Now, I think there's two ways of looking at this. If this is true, obviously you can be disappointed that Lionel Messi has won it and Virgil van Dijk hasn't, and I think Virgil van Dijk deserves to win it. But we've got Salah, we've got Sadio, and we've got Alisson in the top six. And the other two are Messi and Ronaldo, which is bonkers.
What's Hazard doing in there?
Hazard, well, he had a good season at Chelsea, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He won the Europa League, and he did have a good season at Chelsea. He's not been great at Real Madrid.
For getting out of Chelsea.
He's only got 21 points, to be fair to him. But yeah, so obviously, as whether this is true or not, you can follow the ceremony for the Ballon d'Or later on this evening.
Would you be upset if he didn't get it?
I mean, upset's a stretch. I mean, it's nothing to me, is it? I'd be disappointed for him, yeah. I think he deserves
it. Not upset, disappointed.
Disappointed. Yeah. Well, he's won the Champions League.
That's even worse.
He knocked Lionel Messi out of the Champions League. And, you know, he reached the Nations League final with Holland. You know, he's top of the Premier League with Liverpool. He's scoring goals.
Best defence in the league last season.
Yeah, he's been, you know... If he's not going to wait this season, he probably never will, you know, given how good he's been.
You wouldn't be surprised if Messi got it, given the fact of how good he is
and
the fact that FIFA love him.
The other thing to keep up with tonight, if you are not aware and you're not going to keep up with the Ballon d'Or ceremony, is the FA Cup third round draw. Now, I know the FA Cup's kind of been taking a bit of a backseat for Liverpool over the last couple of seasons, but I always enjoy the first third round draw of the FA Cup. It's when basically every team in the competition is still there. It's on BBC
City
tonight.
And City get Dagenham and Redbridge or something.
City will get Oxford at home. It's tonight. It's 7 o'clock on BBC Two. Mark Chapman's hosting it. Who do you want, Ross? Because of our busy period that we've got here, do you want just a dead easy team at home, or with the FA Cup, do you want a little bit more of a challenge? Because we're probably going to play the kids anyway, so are we better off going up against somebody who's a little bit more challenging to them, or do you just want Oxford?
I want a Division Two
at home. Yeah,
anyone like that. Yeah. Even if we do play the kids, or fringe players within that, or people that need game time, fine. Because everyone knows our fixture list between now and mid-January is shocker anyway. When's the first round fixtures?
The first round is the first weekend in January, so it's after that Sheffield United game. Oh no, yeah, it is. Yeah, so we are ball number 22.
Can I change my mind?
Go on.
Division Two or lower, or Everton.
or Everton again.
Which is kind of the same thing at the minute, isn't
basically,
it?
Basically, yeah. Maybe don't say that to the I personally, always want a Wigan draw because I'm from Wigan and I just enjoy it. And my housemates support Wigan. And I'd actually a Brentford fan in my house as well, so I quite like Brentford at home. Just as a little insight into my life there. The next thing we are looking at, obviously, with the games coming up this week, Amazon are broadcasting the games this week, if you're not already aware. So all of the Premier League midweek fixtures this week are available on Amazon Prime. Go and get over there if you want to watch the games. It's Man United, Tottenham, it's Liverpool, Everton, it's Man City, Burnley. You know, there's some big games this week. But the news from here, from our angle, is that Liverpool could be set for an £80 million broadcasting boost as Amazon debut nears. And it basically just, it's an interesting article, Ross, about the amount of money that is being pumped in to the Premier League. Again, Amazon have paid £90 million for the privilege of streaming 20 matches this season because they've got the New Year fixtures as well.
See, that title makes you sound like Liverpool got £80 million.
But I think they're going to get a healthy share of it because obviously we're top of the league and we're one of the most attractive things, and it's a massive game as well. It's actually quite a bit of a coup for them to get the Merseyside derby, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the many things that's good about Liverpool, you know, being so good right now amongst everything else, the results and whatever else, everybody wants a bit of Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, we're on telly load. I think, you know, we played 3 games in a row at 3 o'clock kickoffs, or yeah. it will be three with this Saturday, and that's kind of unheard of. Liverpool, everyone's in the office like going,
we're on
at 3 o'clock. We're on at 3 o'clock again because everyone wants someone to tell you. Know, something is Champions League as well, but because we play such good football and insane football, that's what the TV people companies want, yeah, because they know that people will tune in to watch it, or people will pay, you know, Amazon equally. You know, they'll pay their hefty fee, but they would have requested certain games and gone, people will subscribe to our channel,
yeah,
or subscription service or whatever, to watch that,
yeah,
and they'll recoup the money back off it.
Absolutely, and I think this is the way forward for Premier League football. Just to be able to watch all the games at once is something that we've never really experienced in the UK. They get it in America. It's about time we got it over here.
Get it around Europe as well.
Absolutely, yes. Si, have you got any comments for us on any of the stories?
Yes. So Jadon Sancho, Jesse L has one saying, if we win the league this year, I feel like Liverpool will take the money on Salah. And I don't blame them if we could get someone like Sancho as a replacement.
It's an interesting one. I don't want to say that we necessarily should be selling Mo Salah, but if you could essentially now, at the end of this season, if we win the Premier League, you could swap Salah for Sancho and you could pay the same price for Sancho as you're getting for Salah. I don't think that's a bad trade right now.
The longevity of getting Sancho for that amount of time, you think about the front three in general, I think their age is like 28, 29, roughly around there, 20 or 27, some of them. I think you do have to look towards the future.
Yeah.
And something that will come into play is Salah's form, which you mentioned before, but I think he's...
Even if you end up like recuperating 100 million for Salah, but you pay 130 for Sancho, if you talk about your net spend, you're paying 30 million then for Jadon Sancho. I'm not saying I would do it. It depends, as you say, but I that Andy Robertson gift where it's like, you know, that.
Or, again, you know, who Liverpool wanted, they wanted Mbappe. If Sancho wants out and something's not right, Liverpool then have...
be sniffing.
But they also have leverage. Mm. Going, your player doesn't want to be there. He's out of favour and he's kicking up a fuss and he's running there, we can get him for cheaper.
Si?
Joey Murray says, we're definitely one of the best teams that most players would want to play for. We have that advantage over any other team competing for them. What I think others could offer, though, is more game time.
Yeah, potentially. But again, it depends on the future of the current front three, I suppose. If we're just having that conversation again, if you could swap Salah for Mbappe right now, you'd consider it. So, you know, it's not necessarily, they're not going to be fixed. They're not set in stone forever, you know.
No, I think part of the problem is this, when we're looking for forwards, people go, well, who are you swapping out? Who are you doing this? And again, we're playing 2-3 games a week. Mm. You know, it's not a case of, well, Salah drops out and Sancho plays every game. It's not a case of that. They'll play, you know, they'll probably share it between them. And again, with Sancho, you can say to him, because of his age, we can play, you know, 2/3 of the game or 1/3 of the game now, whenever we need you. You know, we can fill him for Mane, he can fill him for Salah. He could probably be a push, put him in the middle. But he'll have game time for himself and he can go in 2-3 years' time, go and make that spot yours.
I think the encouraging...
when Salah or someone else leaves.
Yeah, I think the encouraging thing is that we're now a club that can dictate this ourselves rather than the players want to go and we've got to scramble to bring in replacements. If we want to get rid of Salah, Mo Salah will leave on Liverpool's terms, not Mo Salah's terms, and that's the progress that we've made under Klopp. One more, Si?
We had a super chat from Macha M, who says, I'm from Australia. If we win the league, I'll travel over. Fingers crossed you'll be travelling over then. And then one thing, actually, Liam Granby said, I've seen on Twitter before that LFC TV are showing the Ballon d'Or. And so I clicked through on their listings at 6:45 tonight. They've got Monday Night Live, which says it's a triple header of live action as we bring you all the latest from the Ballon d'Or in Paris, our FA Youth Cup tie in Tottenham and under-23 game at Huddersfield, plus reaction to the FA Cup draw.
Very nice.
I'm not sure how much of the Ballon d'Or they're going to actually be showing there.
They might just show the winner.
They might just be reacting to it. It's hard to tell, but that sounds like it'd be a good way to spend your Monday night anyway.
We'll let you go. Thanks very much for your comments, everyone. Thanks very much, Ross and Si, for joining me. Don't forget to show over to Twitter and theredmentv.com to order our lovely Christmas jumpers. There's three designs there. We're not wearing them because there's not many in the office, but trust me, they're really nice and comfy. They're coming tomorrow.
They did a big order.
Oh, lovely. Mm. We'll have them on tomorrow. That's absolutely fine. Right, yep. So we'll be back tomorrow with more news. Thanks very much for watching. Goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.